During a debate in August, Justin Trudeau expressed support for the controversial Anti-Terrorism Act of 2015, known as the C-51 Surveillance Law. It's called Canada's Patriot Act.
The government of Canada and the Prime Minister is expected to do two things by Canadians. The first one is to keep us safe. The second is to uphold and defend our rights and freedoms. Now, Mr. Harper doesn't think we need to do anything more to protect our rights and freedoms. And Mr. Mulcair, with his position on counterterrorism laws, doesn't think we need to do anything more on security. The Liberal Party has been very clear. We need to do both of them together.
That's Justin Trudeau in a debate in August. Pamela Palmiter, talk about the C-51 Surveillance Act.
So that was one of the biggest criticisms of the Liberal Party when Justin Trudeau was running, was his support for Bill C-51. And some of the people that were running for the Liberal Party were viciously defensive of Bill C-51, whereas other Liberal candidates were saying, look, once we get in, we're going to make amendments to make sure democratic rights and freedoms are protected, to make sure that First Nations aren't particularly targeted. So it's going to depend where he goes from here with this legislation. So if he just supports the legislation as is, which is a clear violation of our Constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms that his father brought in, all First Nation Aboriginal and treaty rights and international human rights. I mean, it's really the most offensive legislation Canada has ever enacted in this country. And if he does something about it, then I think he could really build some goodwill that he's committed to protecting democratic rights and freedoms as well as First Nation rights.
And if I could just add to that, he voted for it in Parliament. Mm-hmm. It is a law now. It's not, yeah. So it wasn't something just discussed in the election. The Liberals supported it in Parliament. They tried to amend it, but of course the Conservatives had a majority. And this is very concerning because there's nothing in Bill C-51 that's needed to protect Canada's security. The only reason they voted for it was because at the time it was very popular. And then groups like Open Democracy campaigned against it. Lots of groups campaigned against it, and public opinion shifted. So by the beginning of the election campaign, it was no longer popular, but the Liberals had already voted for it. So this is what I mean about what the concern is about the Liberals is they're willing to do anything, not anything. They're willing to move and shift to do what's popular, but when push comes to shove, they're still a corporate party. They're a party that's mostly supported by corporations financially or have been in the past. And, they have a bad history. Now, maybe Trudeau can change that. And I'm with Pam. I'd like to be hopeful. But it's kind of hard when you know that history. And C-51 is a good example of it.